got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And today, in the courtroom of Tim and Jess, you won't back down because you want your boyfriend to go to bedtime with you at the same time every night.
You are fighting Benny on Bush. My boyfriend's behalf.
Oh, schnookums, it's time for cuddles into bed.
And don't disagree, that's exactly how you speak. Let's jump back into it.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Two people disagree. One person completely removed of both parties comes through to be the judge in the courtroom. And then it becomes state law. So if you're listening across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine, that's life. That's what it's going to be. And you want your boyfriend to go to bed at the same time.
It's been a bit of a contentious issue, basically, since we started here at K-Rock. He's not used to my new work hours because we used to do the breakfast shift, Tim, before we moved to K-Rock.
At another radio station, yeah.
And so, yeah, we had a strict 8 p.m. bedtime, and I wouldn't enforce that on him. That would be rude.
Right.
But now that we, can go to bed at the same time, the last couple of nights he's been wanting to stay up later. And I have instructed him that that is not something that is open to him anymore.
He just wanted to stay up for an extra hour and watch telly?
All he said was, we've been spending a lot of time together. Can I just have 1 hour to myself?
Jeez, man, pick up a hint. Now, the only thing I'll say is the only time I'll, like, because my wife has what I describe as a real job, she'll, like, do a lot of work from home. And if she needs to get stuff done, sometimes she'll work at night.
Yeah.
And then if I'm in bed, I'll be, you've got to finish, come to bed because...
See, you beckon her to bed as well.
No, but I want her to rest so that she can work the next day.
Same. That's...
No, you don't.
I just want my beautiful man to get...
You just want to get your little fingies in his back hair and go, oh, I'm climbing on the back of a bear. Look at me. I'm a little tiny cub.
I just like to warm my feet up on his body.
All right. Well, first person to call through today was Lloyd in Armstrong Creek. Good evening, Your Honour. How are you?
Good, lady and gent, how are we?
Honestly, I am fighting the fight for Jess's boyfriend, Akshay, because he apparently... Are you
on site, Lloyd?
Yes, I'm currently working away at this point.
Yeah. All right, if you could just drop down the tools for a moment, Your Honour. I am fighting the good fight for Jess's boyfriend, who has now got a bedtime out of nowhere.
Lloyd, are you currently in a relationship, mate?
Yes, I am. Of 10 years.
Okay, so that's a good amount of time to know what your routine is. And look, a lot of people have been messaging us just on our Facebook group. So far, 84% of people are saying go to bed whenever you want.
Sure.
10% are saying same bedtimes, and 6% of people are saying I don't want to go. I want the bed to myself as long as I can before my husband gets in. So brutal.
That seems to be like a common thread. A lot of people don't want to have to share the bed at all.
But it doesn't matter what they think. It only matters what our judge Lloyd thinks. Lloyd, when it comes to same bedtime with partners, is it off to bed with the both of you or is it each to their own time?
Depending on what your work style is like, but in generally, my opinion is work going to bed at the same time is good for your mentality and well-being for the next day.
Lloyd.
Lloyd's a bit of a romantic, are ya?
Well, I won't go into that story. Next question.
Lloyd, I understand where you're coming from. It's setting a routine of like, all right, let's go and let's wind down together. But I guess if you do have different work times where Jess or her boyfriend doesn't need to go to bed because he's not starting until later the next day, that it is weird being beckoned to your bedroom. But, hey, at the end of the day, you're the judge, so we appreciate your call.
No worries. We'll see what comes through.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, last night I told you I couldn't be bothered cooking. On the way home from work, my partner Akshay picked me up and he said, why don't we go to our favourite charcoal chicken place?
Right.
I say it's our favourite because we've been there for most nights since we moved to Geelong.
Right. So, like, we've lived here 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Have you definitely hit it,
at least
weekly?
4 times, yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's a great place.
Bold. Bold financial choice, but that's on you, dude.
As we've picked up our chicken, he's got the chicken in hand. Mm. I'm going to drive the you know, 300 metres back to our house.
You brave soldier, you.
And all of a sudden, we're walking past a payphone, mm-hmm. and the payphone starts ringing.
No way. That's like a movie. It's like Get Smart, right?
Right.
A payphone starts
and
ringing.
And actually standing there holding the chicken. And right. he looks at me and he goes, someone's ringing. And I was like, well, it's not your phone.
It's a payphone.
Phone's still ringing. It's ringing, ringing. It's still
you
going.
This could be your moment where you become the spy and they're like, right. Hello, whoever this is, we need you to get down to the town because you've got to save everyone from a thing.
Actually,
that
I was like,
cool.
I'm going to answer it. And I was like, no.
Yes. Don't. What do you mean? Just the one chance. This is the randomest thing. It could have been someone accidentally calling it. And of course you answer the phone. Of course you pick up the phone.
I said, this is how murders start. Like, we're going to be part of this is the start of the movie where we're collecting our chicken and all of a sudden you get the phone call and the whole thing blows up.
This sounds like a Seth Rogen movie, actually. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've seen it, but it sounds like something he'd
make. So he's standing there holding his chicken. The phone's still ringing. Still, and I go, fine, answer it. Answer it. He walks over, went to pick up the receiver. It stopped ringing.
Conspiracy.
He was so angry with me.
I would be too. I'm so furious angry. On his behalf.
I did a bit of research today, Tim.
Okay.
And I found out that there are actual landline numbers attached to these payphones.
So, like, say if I know that you live near a payphone on 123 Fake Street.
Yeah.
And I say, Jess, I'm going to call you at 12. I know your mobile's conked out. And you're standing there. It'll ring.
Yes. Do you want to try it?
Yes, I do. Can you put the number in? Can you put the number in the system?
I'll put the number in. Hang on, wait. Let's see if anyone answers. It's for a payphone in Manifold Heights.
This is the best day of my life. Come on. Do we pretend to be secret agents or do we just say, hey, we're Tim and Jess from
Oh, no, we're
K-Rock.
Absolutely secret agents.
how long are we giving this?
Well,
that's you. You haven't turned off your phone. Nah, all right. Nah, no one's answering it. That's so annoying. I'm so disappointed in you. You missed out on a golden goose.
So now we have to go to the charcoal chicken place again today, just in case they call again.
Just sit and wait by the phone. Sounds like a fun night. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, it's that time of year where we're starting to think about Christmas. We're just days away, really, from Christmas.
I mean, days, technically, I cannot deny that is mm-hmm. a factual statement. It is still merely just under 2 months away.
Sure.
But you're right. It sneaks up on you.
The Christmas tree's in the bay. It's Christmas season to me.
And especially now, like I figured this out the other day. So we only have 7 weeks left of work for the year, Jess, because we finish on the 23rd. And if you're listening right now across Geelong and the Surf Coast, most offices would be closing on the 23rd. So starting next week, we've only got 7 weeks to go there. So that's 7 weeks to get presents, 7 weeks to figure out which of your aunties you're not buying anything for, who's making lunch, who's making salad. It's a stressful time.
Well, look, if you are keen to get something a little bit extra bougie for your Christmas this year, Goop have released their Christmas gift guide, and it's all thanks to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. Now, I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow gets a lot of heat.
Yeah.
She's released candles that are in, is it the scent or the shape of a female genitals?
They smell like her. Oh. Specifically. Yep.
How do you get, like,
I don't know. A team of people are behind the Goop factory, Tim.
Jeez.
But look, every year.
Pop a whiff of that.
Every year she releases her gift guide. And this year, the 2022 Goop Holiday Gift Guide has got some interesting things. I wanted to highlight a couple of my weirder choices.
Right.
And keep in mind, she's calling these stocking stuffers. Like, for me, a stocking stuffer is something I can get from Kmart for, like, under $10.
Right. Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow has gone a different way. One of the things that she suggests is a Gucci waste bag holder. So if you're embarrassed carrying around your dog's doo-doos on your walk around.
Sorry, you caught me off guard just saying that seriously. okay.
Maybe you want a Gucci waste bag holder worth $420. Just a nice little stocking stuffer for the dog lover in your life.
Right, okay. I'm passing so far.
Sure.
Continue.
Well, maybe, Tim, you're a keen gardener.
I do. I have a green thumb. I was giving away some celery last week. And I tell you what, if you're good to me this year, Jess, who's getting onions in her stocking?
Oh, me?
Yes.
What kind of manure do you use in your garden?
Oh, I just use standard fertiliser.
Sure. Yeah.
Horse poo's always good.
How about you use some Flamingo Estate, the good... Oh. I can't say the word.
Oh, the good...
Yeah.
Right. Could have said crap.
$75, and apparently it's got no chemicals.
Wait, is he saying it is flamingo dudes?
No. It's a blend of free-range goat, horse, chicken, and cow manure that you can get in a tiny little bag. Gift it to the gardening
friend. Oh, like a concentrate fertilizer.
Yeah.
You know what? My wife would be into that. I'm sold. That's
$75.
That's under the $80 KK limit we've got in our family. So.
Okay. How about finally?
Okay. Third and final.
The Apple AirPods. I mean,
you've only got an AirPod. You've got a single
I've got
pod.
A single, I don't need this item, Tim.
Okay.
But you have a dual AirPods. Don't you hate it when
you don't call them dual? I just haven't lost one. So I have a normal amount of headphones. You have one.
Don't you hate it?
Unbelievable. Yeah, sorry.
Don't you hate it when you're always losing one of your AirPods?
Oh. I do.
They're not attached anymore.
Oh, ding it.
Why don't you buy a gold-plated AirPod chain for $110
nice.
That you can slip each AirPod in, wrap it around your neck. You'll never lose your AirPods again.
How much?
$110.
Ooh. You should have got this last Christmas.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Were you last year, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Honestly, it's these headphone cords. Well, sorry, it's not. It's like a connector.
Yeah.
It's just insurance now.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you should. Look, we've been talking so much about all the crap that the songs. Christmas is over, Jeff. It's January 1st. I'm 30. Everything's over.
Anyway, check out the full group guide at krock.com.au.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we've been standing in solidarity with all of the VCE students across this beautiful state of ours.
Yeah, Geelong, Surf Coast students, across the Bellarine as well, you know. Exams are a stressful period. Did you do, because obviously it's more common that year 12s do the VCE exams.
Sure, yeah.
Did you do a year 12 subject in year 11?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I did year 11 subjects in year 10 too.
You nerd burger.
And then year 12, I did a uni subject early.
Oh, and look where you are now. What a waste of time. But no, if you're listening, best of luck to you. Tomorrow there is an exam, I believe. Is it History Revolutions?
It certainly is, Tim. And that's why you'll be sitting the History Revolutions exam today.
Okay.
Now, History Revolutions, many revolutions across history. So I've actually gone with a few different revolutions your questions.
Fingers crossed on the Emu War of Australia. Come on.
Surprisingly not in the curriculum.
Damn it.
We're going to go to the French Revolution first, Tim.
Jeez.
Do you remember the French Revolution?
Oh, you know, it was a bit before my time, but I'm aware of it. Didn't study it in school.
Right. The French Revolution spanned 10 years, 6 months and 4 days. Name me any year that fell in that time frame.
1663.
No.
Having no information on it, I'm still furious with myself.
So confident. It was actually between the 5th of May 1789 and the 9th of November 1799.
I didn't realise it happened that late. So, England had already come over and kicked down doors in Australia at that point here.
Yes.
This is Napoleon coming over.
Yeah.
Not over here, but Napoleon in the French Revolution.
Yeah.
Angry little man.
He was an angry little man.
All right
let's move on, from
what we've read.
Let's move on to the American Revolution,
sure.
Which happened before the French, Tim. When the American Revolution began, who was the King of England involved in the revolution?
King Henry VIII.
No.
That's King Charles?
Much after King Henry.
King Henry III.
No. So close,
King
though.
Arthur.
No.
King II of Tim. No, I don't know
who kings
are.
King George III is what we were looking for.
Is that who we got now?
We got
Philip, not George. That's his grandchild. Great grandchild.
King Charles, mate.
Oh, my God. I told you I'm not in on this.
Okay, the third one, the Russian Revolution, okay? The Russian Revolutionary War began during which other significant wartime period?
Russian Revolution.
So there was another big war happening at the same time as the Russian Revolution.
Like, this wasn't like the Soviet war in like the 1900s, right?
Well, that the Soviet war is the Russian Revolution.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what other war was happening?
Heaps, man. That... World War II?
No.
Vietnam?
World War I. You went so a little bit annoyed. Too late.
I said, even giving myself the understanding that I never did history, except Australian history, this is so annoying.
I thought these were quite easy questions.
Oh, sorry. I didn't do a university subject in year 12, so I'm just a simple farm boy that I don't even know my left or right.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, this morning was a very exciting time as I was driving into work. I drove down Moorabool Street, about to turn into our car park, and I spotted it for the first time.
Right.
And it was like... Oh, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You started playing in my mind.
Mm.
The big Christmas tree.
Yeah, the floating Christmas tree, Jess.
Is sitting in the bay, ready to be lit up.
Right.
They're doing all their little checks. I was very excited.
Yeah, so if you are new to town like us, if you didn't know, the Corio Bay Foreshore Reserve is where the floating big Christmas tree is. And, yeah, I walk down Moorabool Street every single morning to work.
I don't know how you missed it.
I mean, I'm with the fairies, mate. what's going on? I'm on the phone. I'm listening to stuff, you know.
I was chatting with Benny from Workdays about it. You came up to me and you said, "Hey, Jess, are you talking about the Christmas tree?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Do you reckon we could go down to see it?" I was like, "Can I blindfold you?"
I just don't ever think I'll be at a point in my life where I trust you to walk me blindfolded more than 10 metres down a slope.
Or even 10 metres is pretty...
So I decided to do my best, like, punished boy.
Sure.
Walking down Moorabool Street, head down. Like,
I still guided you.
Yeah, I was like a distracted teenager that didn't care. He was on a family holiday. I was like, oh, I was kicking.
I told you when the cars were coming towards us.
Yep.
We walked all the way down to the foreshore to check out the Christmas tree, and I got to experience you seeing the Christmas tree for the first time. Okay, are you ready for this moment?
All right, we walked down Moorabool Street with my head facing down like a bad boy. And apparently there's a big Christmas tree.
Yes.
Not far away from me.
It's right there. And in just, 2 weeks from now, just over a week from now, it's going to be lit up on the 12th of November.
Sure.
Very excited. Are you ready to see it for the first time?
All right.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
That's a big tree!
It's huge!
I don't know what I was expecting. Like, branches for one. So this
what
is kind of
branches?
Well, like trees have branches, like Christmas trees.
Yeah, but this is like the special tree.
Oh, I really haven't adjusted to the glare. I don't know if I'm being overwhelmed or it's just the cloudy sky.
Geelong weather.
Wow, on a whole barge. So apparently 23 metres tall or something.
Does
that right?
Does it float out? Like, does it float outwards?
You know, living here the exact same amount of time as you, I know all the answers to this. So it's good.
I'll tell you what, if this is what is to come for Christmas in Geelong and the Surf Coast, I am here for it.
It's just massive.
Yeah.
Wow. Big. I stand by it.
Wow.
It's a big tree. I'd heard about this beautiful tree, but it had always been described to me as a tree. I was, like, blown away that they managed to
keep
it.
Is that not a tree?
Yeah, but, like, a real tree, like an alive tree. I was blown away by the horticultural aspect of it. I was like, the fact they can keep that alive from November, early November all the way through. Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God. But still, very impressive. You can obviously go and check it out for yourself. I'm just looking at some photos because, again, we've just moved here a month ago.
12th of November will be the official lighting of the Christmas tree. You can find all the details at krock.com.au.
Big boy.
Big boy.
Is it a big boy or a big girl?
It's a big tree.
Yeah, true. Ambidextrous.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.